Joining me on the line now, His Excellency, the British High Commissioner to South Africa, Nigel Cassidy. Nigel, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about the e-visa or e-solar, I think it's called, that you'll be putting into the market on Monday, just your instinctive reaction to the State of the Nation address yesterday.
I thought it was an excellent speech. There was a lot to give positive messages to investors, both domestic and foreign. There's an upbeat tone and some strong announcements. So, yes, I thought it was very good.
Now, the relations between South Africa and Britain go back centuries, some will argue. You mentioned on Wednesday the cocktail function that you hosted on the eve of the opening of Parliament, which was marvelous, by the way, that we've seen applications for visas going up 25% for people wanting to travel from South Africa to the UK. You also reflected on the number of flights that are now connecting South Africans to the UK. And on Monday, you're introducing an application to make the process of applying slightly easier. Do you want to share what the details of that are with us, please?
Yeah, thanks. So we're always looking for ways to make the application process easier, less expensive, less time-consuming, and you know, we're conscious that it can be a hassle for people. And so what this latest app that we're introducing will enable customers to do is to upload their vital documents online, rather than having to submit them to us in hard form. So things like financial statements, birth certificates, you know, quite crucial documents in many cases that people would obviously prefer not to have to put in the post or courier to us if they could avoid it. Those in future we will be able to accept in digital form, scanned on your phone or your PC.
This obviously will not negate the need to go to an office where applications take place in order for the biometrics to be conducted, right?
Yep, you'll still have to come and do your biometrics, and we'll still need your passport so that we can paste the visa in it at the end of the process. But you won't have to give up your vital documents in the meantime. So the small risk of losing them or having them go astray in the post is taken away.
All right. Now, the application is available as of Monday. I imagine it will be available from all the app stores, whether you're using an iOS or an Android phone. What are we looking for? What are we searching for come Monday?
Well, we will push out some communications as soon as the app is ready. So we'll do that on our digital channels through our Twitter and Facebook feeds, so look out for that. Until you've seen it, obviously continue using the current system, but we are hoping it'll be up and running next week. I'll be pushing it out on my own Twitter handle, which is at Nigel KCHC, and there's the UK in South Africa Twitter feed as well if you want to have a look there. It's a free app which is compatible with Apple and iOS.
What do you attribute the increase in visa applications to the UK to? Are people spending a bit more money, I suppose, and deciding to travel to the UK, do you think?
Well, I think partly it's an increase in the availability of flights. As I said here on Wednesday, you've now got three flights a day on British Airways from both Cape Town and Joburg. You've got three flights a week from Durban, which never existed before. You've got two a day on Virgin. So there is there's an increase in the number of seats available to go to the UK. I think the rand and the pound, I think have kept pace over the last year. So it hasn't been particularly painful for South Africans to go visit the UK in cost terms. Whatever is driving it, we welcome the increase and we want to make the journey as easy as we can from our side.
I'll spare you a question on Brexit, Nigel. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Nigel Cassidy is the British High Commissioner to South Africa.